the history of rock and roll.
Can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks came in a period of sunshine songs. Good Day Sunshine, Sunny, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine, A Place in the Sun, and Sunshine Girl. It was also a time of yellow for songwriters, among them Donovan.
I'm here because a generation or a group of generations demands it. Mm-hmm. Just says Beatles are there. So it's the generation that is the Beatles. You know what I mean? And it's the Donovans. And therefore, what I watch and observe is how they're getting on. Because I know how I feel about it, and I know what it is. Because I write and I can write about it, but they don't.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. Just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow.
The history of rock and roll.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. Big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation.
Who burst into rock stardom with My Generation in 1966, the year Percy Sledge clicked with When a Man Loves a Woman.
Put her down.
Sam and Dave bring a 66 taste of gospel to the history of rock and roll in a moment.
The history of rock and roll.
Has always been a strong feature of rock and roll, but by the mid-60s, lyrics were changing the character of rock. Chuck Berry, Jerry Lieber, and Mike Stoller, and other writers had introduced meaningful and clever words to the music long before, though not to the extent of Bob Dylan. But Dylan denied any messages in a scene from the film Don't Look Back.
I got nothing to say about these things I write. I mean, I just write them. I don't have to say anything about them. I don't write them for any reason. There's no great message.
Rolls into 1967 with the Beatles, who will be featured at length in an upcoming chapter of the rockumentary.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing him behind his back.
Arthur Connolly paid a 1967 tribute to the rhythm and blues element of rock with sweet soul music.
Do you like good music? That's sweet soul music. Just call me this sweet, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I go and do a go. Dancing with the music. Sweetness. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I
the history of rock and roll.
Jackie Wilson's Higher and Higher, we focus on Saturday, June 17th, 1967. A spectacular moment in the history of rock and roll.
The history of rock and roll.
The summer of 1967 was the summer of San Francisco. The summer of love, the summer of flowers, the summer of music. It was a time of togetherness for the young and their songs. Everything crystallized June 16th, 17th, and 18th in Monterey, California, site of the world's first pop festival. Even the policemen wore flowers, and the cream of rock, jazz, folk, and pop demonstrated the variety and maturity of contemporary music. The high point of the Monterey International Pop Festival was the appearance of Otis Redding, who delivered the most triumphant performance of his life late Saturday night. The History of Rock and Roll presents, for the first time on radio, Otis Redding live at Monterey.
We'd like for you to kind of, we're going to slow it down this time and sing a soulful number. This song. This song is a song that, you know, we all ought to sing sometime. This is the love crowd, right? We all love each other, don't we? Am I right? Let me hear you say yeah! All right. I've been loving you too long to stop now. You become a habit to me. I've been loving you, oh, too long, and I don't want to stop now. Oh. Can you do that one more time? Just like... do it just one more time. You my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. Thank you.
This recording of Otis Redding at the Monterey International Pop Festival is from the film Monterey Pop by D.A. Pennebaker, a motion picture released nationally by Leacock Pennebaker, Incorporated. Look for it. The rockumentary turns to 1968 with another song from the late Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Dock of the Bay, released shortly after Otis Redding's death in December 1967, was ironically his first top 10 hit in the United States. A much different sound from the Box Tops was another of 1968's big records, Cry Like a Baby. The history of rock and roll resumes its 1968 rock chart sweep with the sound of Cream and a comment from Eric Clapton.
The history of rock and roll.
Clapton, guitarist for the erstwhile Cream, talked about guitarist and the progress of rock music.
You die now, you meet someone, or you see someone in the club who's playing better guitar than you'll ever play. You know, just frightens the living daylights out of you. You walk into the whiskey and there's someone on stage just taking it to another extreme, you know, that you didn't believe was possible. And you never know who they are. And it's just so many, yeah. And that would be taken to such a fantastic refinement of guitar. It's got a lot of possibilities left to it. And all from that blues rock and roll thing.
That blues and rock and roll thing came in for a revival in 1968, a resurgence led by Cream, Steppenwolf, the Rolling Stones, and the Beatles, among others. They'll be featured in a six-hour upcoming chapter of the history of rock and roll, as is Canned Heat, who brought blues and boogie back into the record charts with On the Road Again.
Again, I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired. didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
Canned Heat ends the 12-hour rock chart sweep of the history of rock and roll with a tribute to the beginning of the big beat. The cycle is complete, and the rockumentary is on the road again, headed into a two-hour section on stars, singers, and those who sing. We go first behind the scenes to a Canned Heat recording session, where they pay tribute to the first star of our new section, James Brown, next.
This program is copyrighted by the History of Rock and Roll Incorporated, 1969, and intended solely for the private use of the radio audience. Any other use without the express written consent of the History of Rock and Roll Incorporated is prohibited.